Communications. Carla, please call the first individual up.
Item 1001, request of Boo Rigney to address council regarding issues with bad behavior of people on the streets.
Mr. Mayor, Boo couldn't be here today. She asked if I would take her.
I'll allow it. Come on up. Could you state your and everybody needs to state your name for the record. We don't need your address or anything like that. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm Paul Fishman. I live in Southeast Portland, Sunnyside neighborhood. I'm also involved with Hawthorne Neighbors, which is a coalition of merchants and residents in the area. I've talked to you before several years ago about some of these issues, and I have two other folks here from the organization today. It's nice to see all of you. We appreciate the work you do. I just want you to know that. What we're talking about today is not about homelessness, houselessness, etc. It's about behavior. We don't care who it is, what their situation is. It's about behavior. And this is not simply a set of police issues. These are issues that are across all bureaus, in our view, citywide, and need to be dealt with that way. We've been working with the police bureau, and we very, very much appreciate and support their efforts to date with their limited staff and budget. I want to take just a brief amount of time here, and I want to talk about what I call the three illities of Portland. We pride ourselves in Portland. Many of us have sore shoulders from patting ourselves on the back about the wonderful things that we do here. In my neighborhood, it's a very, very highly rated walkability score. So walkability, the reality is that metric does not take into account how people feel about walking in their neighborhood and whether or not they choose to walk in their neighborhood. And what we're seeing in our neighborhoods around Hawthorne, and I know in other parts of the city, is that many people are uncomfortable or even afraid to walk in their own neighborhood. I've talked to people, elderly people, who instead of walking to the New Seasons on Hawthorne, they get in their car and they drive to the one on Division because they don't feel safe walking down Hawthorne. So a walkability score is meaningless if people don't want to walk. Livability. We pride ourselves on livability. We have livable neighborhoods. Well, you're going to hear from a couple of people today about their view as families, as parents with children, what it's like living in the neighborhood, and the kinds of fears and things that they see, the crime, needles on the street, people who bother their children, etc. Sustainability, again, this kind of stuff leads to a non-sustainable situation where you have people who move into a neighborhood because of the livability and walkability, but then realize they don't want to stay there because it's not a sustainable situation. So we need to think about these things and how to deal with them. We've been working with the mayor's staff and Nick with one of you, Commissioner Fish, one of your people. And basically, we've lost the battle for our neighborhood this summer. We're going to continue to organize. We're going to work through the winter, hopefully with all of you, and try to have a better summer next year in the neighborhood. Please bring us into the conversation. Don't leave us out of the conversation. That's what we're asking. Thanks very much.
Very good. Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you. Mr. Fishman, I remember two or three years ago, you and your neighbors were here with the very same issue, and the solution was to have a walking beat in Hawthorne. Is that still going on or not?
The walking, thank you for asking that question, Commissioner. The walking patrol worked very, very well. It was a unit of originally 10 officers who were recruited from the bureau based on a set of criteria, and they were put out on the street walking a beat every day. They got to know everybody. They got to know the kids on the corner. They got to know the merchants. They got to know the people who live in the neighborhood. Everybody knew everybody on a first name basis, and the problems really, really resolved over the course of 2 years. And then that program was cut because it was not sustainable from the police bureau's point of view. We would love to have that walking patrol back because it worked. And now things are worse on Hawthorne and in that neighborhood than they were before the walking patrol. So, yeah, thanks.
And if I could just add two bits, and I appreciate your working particularly with Burke Nelson on my staff.
Yes.
As recently as yesterday, he was in contact with the police bureau about increasing the patrol presence from 10 to 4 in that particular location near the parking lot. And I'm not mentioning the name of the business because it's not their fault. They just happen to have a parking lot in that location that's an obvious gathering point. We did just increase funding for 6 new police patrols. Hawthorne is on that list.
Good.
I want you to also be aware that the city council significantly increased funding for things like litter collection, needle collection, graffiti abatement, in addition to the new patrols. And it is a clearly and publicly stated goal of mine to move back to the full community policing model, which over a period of many, many years, the city has retrenched from. So I agree with you that both reduces opportunistic crime, it helps keep the peace, and it also helps reconnect our police bureau with the community they serve. So, so we are eager to work with you. And I want you to know we are keenly aware of the problems on Hawthorne. And we take them very seriously.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, thank you for that.
Thank you, sir.
We are also working closely with Seraphie Allen in your office.
Yes. Yeah, and I should have mentioned Seraphie.
Yeah, that's fine.
Shame on me for
one of the main things, as I said, is communication, two-way communication. I was trying to work on that, on police community engagement and outreach when I was working on the, you know, with the COAB whole thing. That's the key. We try to reach out as often as we can. It's difficult for the police bureau and others to take the time to reach back. We need to somehow figure out how to do that better.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your testimony.
Thanks.
Next item, please, Carla.